It's time to get In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
Welcome back, everyone, and we have another week of In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. And it's hard to believe, but we have now rolled into the month of October. Have about, 6-7 weeks of the school year under our belt, and have another great guest for you this week, kind of a get to know. And then, of course, such a busy time in Liberty Public Schools Fine Arts. We're joined by Mr. Aaron Money. He is the Director of Fine Arts in Liberty Public Schools. We were just talking, Aaron, as you walked in here, year number 14 in your role. Where does the time go, my friend?
I know I look the same from 14 years ago. If you see my ID, it looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
But it definitely has gone by fast.
It's unbelievable.
Kids grew up, got a senior and a freshman. So they started at 4-1 when we moved up here from Blue Springs.
How about that? Yeah, I definitely do want to spend time kind of maybe going down memory lane, talking about your path and into the position. And, of course, talk about fine arts. Busy times coming up with us with the various productions at both the middle and high school level. I want to be sure to share that information, but also take advantage of the time, again, to have our listeners learn about Aaron Money. The first thing I want to mention is it true that your initials are ATM?
It is true. Aaron Thomas Money, ATM. I was not the reason ATMs exist.
I hear that all around town, is that is the case. Were ATMs around when you were born?
No. No, I was born in the 70s. We'll just go with that.
Same as I.
Yeah. And
Not to age ourselves.
The 2070s. No, yeah, so ATMs weren't around yet. I did not realize that my initials were ATM until actually I started teaching and my kids caught on to it.
So, really?
Yeah.
ATM is our guest. That is Aaron Thomas Money. There's not many. You're the first guest I've had on In the Loop that I introduce you with your middle name.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thanks.
Something that people may not know is my initials are actually DNA, Dallas Neil Ackerman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's pretty
cool.
A
little trivia question that people can answer from.
We'll see if people actually listen.
Yeah. Exactly. Again, Aaron, appreciate you coming by. Before we get into the busyness of the fine arts department this time of year, let's go down memory lane a little bit. I'm sure people would be interested to know what got you interested in fine arts and then this progression. I know being a teacher and then coming to Liberty, everyone's known you as the fine arts director since you've been in Liberty. What caused the spark for you?
So really, my teachers in middle school and high school, I needed to find a place that I kind of fit in. And it ended up being in theater and music. And so my teachers just were like, hey, you know, we see something in you. Why don't you get involved, do some things? So I did a lot of performances for theater and choir. I was in choir in high school.
And then was this at?
This was at Rockwood Summit.
Yep.
So I grew up in the St. Louis suburbs. And then moved to Fayette, which is Central Methodist University, and really wanted to do education. My mom was a teacher. My dad was a psychologist. And so kind of had that education background and a little bug in me. So went to Central Methodist and did music, did choir as my major, and theater as my major, theater, speech, debate, and did a little 5-year stint there. Only 5 years because I had a double major. Just wanted to make that clear.
Hey, I was on the 5-year plan.
Right. 5-year plan. It was fun. It was great. I loved the college, loved the area. Met my wife there. And so she was doing theater as well. And so she was doing performances. And we were always in the shows together. And then after we graduated, we moved to Odessa, Missouri. Yeah. And taught middle school there for 2 years. And then my wife and I decided we were young and wanted to do something different. We moved up to Chicago. So we moved to Chicago, Illinois, and lived there for a year. She was doing theater, and she ironically was getting gigs back in Kansas City and in Missouri while we were in Chicago. And so I taught in an urban school district, learned a lot about life and about students, and just gave me a different perspective coming from the rural area in Odessa, going to an urban setting. And then she was coming back to perform and work in Kansas City area. So we moved down and I started teaching in Blue Springs. So I was a middle school choir teacher for 6 years in Blue Springs. And then my whole idea was, hey, I'd love to affect more students and more people with fine arts. And how can I do that? And maybe there's ever a world or a chance that there's a director of fine arts job somewhere. So I went back, got my specialist degree in administration, and Liberty opened, applied, and it worked out. And here I am. And it has been a great move for my family, for myself. A job, love it immensely. Love what I do every day, the people I get to work with, the community, and watching kids get sparked by the arts.
Again, Aaron Money, he is our director of fine arts, kind enough to join us as part of In the Loop this week. And you mentioned, you come here in 2010. I'm sure being in the metro and having a feel for fine arts in the Kansas City metro, you knew a fair amount about Liberty and the value that this district and community had for fine arts when you even applied.
Yeah, and really, Liberty was a place that I even wanted to teach at before I became an administrator here, because it was that destination place for fine arts, that good things happen in Liberty. And so accepting this job and coming here came with a lot of pressure at the same time, thinking, got to keep the same level and the expectation that's going on. And so hopefully I have done that and continued to do that. But yeah, it definitely was a destination place for a music, theater, speech debate, visual art teacher.
Where were we at that time? Of course, you mentioned the tradition. Roger Kelly had been here quite some time, and things were really moving. But what do you recall when you came in and kind of where we were at with fine arts and where you wanted to take the program?
You know, I think really when I came in, it was such at a high level, it was sustaining that. And then looking at how do we make it even better? How do we give more opportunities for students to be able to find their gift or their interest? And so one of the things that I wanted to do was really focus on the entire district, K-12, and making sure everyone had some kind of interest or love and opportunity to get that experience. So that is one of the missions that I kind of had, was how do we do pre-K as well, give them exposure to arts? Because the high school always tends to get a lot of exposure, which is great. But how do we get those other schools as well, pre-K through 8?
And you're 14 years now. What would be, and I'm sure this is impossible to narrow it down to maybe one or even two, but something you're the most proud of during your time in your role leading fine arts?
I think part of it is a lot of partnerships that we have developed. Yeah. We are partners with the Kennedy Center out of Washington, D.C. That one I'm pretty proud of. It brings opportunities and exposure to our students that not every other school district gets, since there's only 100 school districts affiliated with with Kennedy Center out of D.C. So that is one, but also that I feel like it is still a destination place for teachers. We are always a community that rallies around the arts, but we also are performing at high levels at state, national conventions, and also leaders in the curriculum aspect where people look at what we're doing and how we're doing it. And then the other piece that I'm pretty proud of is the Performing Arts Center at Liberty High School.
Yeah.
Just that tradition of what was possible when they did not have that facility, and now what is possible because they have it. The students, the community need to be celebrated for what they bring.
Absolutely. Again, Aaron Money, our longtime director of, can I say longtime director?
Sure.
Mentioned that to Gary Majors. He was a guest earlier on in the year, and I asked him permission, and I don't know if that's a compliment, because I guess I could kind of be considered the longtime communication director, but is that saying that I'm old, or?
just, I think it means we, you know, we've been around the block.
We've been around the block. We
know what's going on, right?
There's no substitute for experience.
Right. It's experience. That's what it's about.
Yes. I'm going to try to at least convince myself. Now, again, I did also want to get you in here to talk about just the busyness of the department right now. Yeah. I mean, there's always a nice steady flow, but you get into October and now moving toward November with the productions at the middle and high school level. And I know you have concerts going on all over the place. How do you manage that this time of year?
You know, September is kind of the preparation month for what begins in October. This week, our concert seasons begin. Liberty High Schools, North, all of them start having concerts, and next week as well. So really we prepare with, we have a couple really cool opportunities for our students where they can do internships and work those events and learn the ins and outs behind the scenes when they may be performing later on. So preparing for that and getting those students ready for that. But there's a lot of fun, exciting things happening this year that we got going on. So I'll just dive into that.
Jump right in.
All right. So on the music side, we got some exciting things happening. The Liberty High School Women's Choir is going to be performing at the state convention. So they were invited to perform there. So, and which is amazing. Warren Hills Troublemakers going back to state convention. This is their fourth time, I want to say. And they just did a national convention last year. And then we have Liberty North Chamber Choir is performing at the National Convention for ACDA in Denver in February. Oh, so wow. That will be a fun trip to go to. On top of the concerts and the music thing that's going on, we also have theater productions. And right now, this week, the middle schools start doing their plays. So we have How to Survive a Shakespeare play and Forgiven, South Valley Middle School and Liberty Middle School. But the other middle schools have their plays coming in at the end of October. We have Aladdin, the not the musical version, the play version, and Haunting at Heritage High, which was written from a former theater teacher in the area. Liberty Middle School's Chris Gregoire wrote it specifically for the Heritage middle school kids, so that should be pretty interesting. And then the musicals for the high school are beginning. Adam's Family at Liberty High School. Yeah. Is in November, and Wizard of Oz is at Liberty North. The exciting thing about Wizard of Oz is we will be flying people around. So the witch will fly in. The flying monkeys, they fly. They just don't walk.
You know, the flying monkeys always terrified me as a child watching the movie Wizard of Oz.
That's good to know. So we'll get some characters down here into your office and kind of scare you sometimes with some flying monkeys.
I'd really appreciate that.
Yes. So we have a company coming in to teach us how to fly the students and some professionals working on that. So that will be kind of cool to experience for everybody. And then the art side as well is if you ever go down to the Belvoir Winery, students sell their artwork down there. So if you want to buy something, you just hit a QR code and you can buy there. And of course, the arts, visual arts side works on the DAC. They put a lot of their artwork, student artwork up here.
They were just doing that last week.
Yeah, so we're trying to get art to the people as much as we can, bring the art out. And then, of course, speech and debate tournaments start this week as well. So there's a lot of things moving and going. But, you know, we have really good people and a really supportive community, which kind of makes everything click.
Yep. Aaron Money, Director of Fine Arts, our guest as part of In the Loop with LPS. This week, you talk about those productions. And I know tickets can sometimes be hard to get your hands on, really, especially with at the high school level with so many folks interested in that. Where does that stand and can provide us some details on that?
So, yeah, if you go to the Fine Arts website, www.lps53.org/finearts, you can buy your tickets. Tickets are $5 for students and seniors, and adults are $10. It is reserved tickets, so you are picking your seats, kind of like when you go to B&B Theater. And so, yeah, as soon as they open 4 weeks before the shows. Just make sure you get those tickets in, especially the high school ones like Wizard of Oz. Well, we added an extra night just to make sure that we can get everybody in there. But we encourage everyone to get in there. We pride ourselves on the quality that we do for our shows.
You mentioned earlier about getting the new Performing Arts Center here at Liberty High School. I remember those days when the they had the little theater, and I mean, how many shows would they do over
there? They were doing 12 at the time.
Unbelievable.
And now they're down to 3. So yeah. we always called it mini Broadway for them.
Yeah.
But it was exhausting for everybody. So it's nice to be able to do 3, have about 800 people in each one, and that's bound to be a good show too, the Addams Family.
And then so the tickets would be opening here just in a few weeks.
In about a week or two. Yeah, they should be opening.
How many kids participate in those, just out of curiosity, at the high school level and maybe even the middle level with that?
Really across the board, it depends on the show, but it's usually between 60 to 100 kids.
Yeah. And there's tremendously talented year in and year out. And talk about the bang for your buck for these folks attending. How much time goes into to producing those, both for the teachers, the student performers? It has to be just unreal.
Yeah. Teachers started blocking, working on sets, deciding what the background stuff for the students will be last spring. So that really started in March, April. Once they close one show, they're already thinking of the next year's show and developing that. And then rehearsals are about 6 to 8 weeks every day after school for about 2.5 hours. And then sometimes on Saturdays, parents come up and help paint and do various set construction as well. So it's a full year thing when you're doing 4 shows at the high school, 2 at the middle schools. I mean, every semester they have a production at the middle schools as well. So it's about 8 weeks of just intense working, getting props. If you don't know what props are, those are the things actors need. Like, you know, if they need pencils.
Did I give you a blank stare?
You did, Dallas. You did.
No, absolutely not. I know a good prop when I see a prop. Well, be sure, if any of our listeners are out there, and I know we'll be promoting it in our various platforms, but we encourage you to get out and check out any and all. I know, I'm sure there's people in the community that go to multiple of these productions every year.
Yeah. And what's awesome to see is it's not always parents or grandparents of the kids. It's people that are just in the community that just want to see a show. And so we encourage that. You don't have to know someone to come see it. Just come out and support the arts.
And almost year in, and I would say year in and year out, at least at some level, we have great showing with the Blue Star Awards that Starlight Theater and that crew puts on every spring.
That will come out in April. We start finding out about Blue Star Awards and Nationals for Speech and Debate. We'll start hoping to have, you know, some students that will be going to Nationals. It's in Des Moines this year, so that's okay. A little bit nice. A little different view than Arizona. Nationals was in Arizona last year, so a little hotter.
Yes, indeed. Aaron Money with us as part of In the Loop, and still have a few more minutes here. Let's talk about how the school year has been thus far as various performances and activities. I saw, let's give some kudos, early October kudos to the Liberty North Screamin' Eagle Marching Band. Just before you walked in, I saw that they had a big showing down at Sedalia Smith Cotton.
They did. They did a phenomenal job down there at one of the band competitions for marching band. They are just doing great. And Friday Night Lights going great with that as well. This weekend, Liberty High School goes out and starts competing. So it's competition season for everybody.
What else? Anything else of note thus far that stands out?
You know, one of the things that I think we're doing for the elementary side this year is we have some partnerships that we've been bringing in. So pre-K through 2 has What If Puppets come in and work some magic with theater activities for all the students in those grade levels. And then in 3rd grade, we're bringing somebody in from the D.C. area that's going to be doing origami and math.
Awesome.
With our students. 4th grades right now, we're learning some about different cultures and songs and dance with someone from D.C. as well, Amani Gonzalez, who actually used to work with Wynton Marsalis, so that's pretty cool.
Really cool.
And then we had Bomani Arma come in 5th grade and teach kids how to rap the writing process, which sounds a little weird and different, but the kids loved
it. Heard great things about
it. And it was a lot of fun, and they learned how to do the writing process through music. So It's been a busy start to the year. We've had a lot going on, but a lot of really good things. And again, a lot of support from teachers and parents and students.
That's what I was going to mention. You always hear people, and sometimes can be overused, but I think it's so true. I mean, you're only as good as the people you're surrounded
right.
by, and you have an amazing a crew of teachers, support. Of course, Matt Allison, your assistant
yes.
director. Could you talk about that? How many make up your fine arts teachers and staff?
So there's 87 teachers
yeah.
and across the pre-K area. And then the fine arts office, Matt Allison and Jennifer Brown, Paula Brody, Stefan Edwards, Rand Brown, and John Adams all kind of do a lot of behind the scenes work and making sure the publicity is there, but orders are done for teachers and supporting the teachers and the community if there's any big projects going on. So there is a strong staff, a strong support staff, and a lot of support
yeah,
from
and
everywhere.
When you talk about your teachers that are folded under fine arts, kind of, I'm sure people would be interested in just the level of experience that some of these, we've had some that have been in the district a long time. We've
yeah.
had maybe some that have come in relatively new. Good
so
mix.
It is a really good mix. We have a lot of teachers that have kind of been teaching for about 20 years or so, 15, 20 years. But then we also just have hired some fresh out of college, you know, teachers that are coming in. And it's really good to have that diverse
yeah.
teacher pool, because you're always learning. You're always figuring out new things. And someone that's been around for a long time that has been working and very successful, the new beginners are like, oh, I can do that. But then they also are learning from the beginning teachers going, oh, well, maybe I could do this a little bit better and it would be better for the students at the end. So it's been pretty cool.
What's the best piece of advice that you maybe give some folks that come in new into your program? Do you have anything in particular that you really like to stress on the front end?
What I really do stress is their support system and that you have to use the support
mm-hmm.
system, because we have the people and we have the right people in place. And it's just making sure that you're asking those questions, just like we ask the students, is no question's a dumb question. We do the same thing for the teachers. And it's okay to say, I'm not ready yet. I don't know what I'm doing with this. So let's talk about it and try to figure it out. So really trying to stress that it's okay if you don't know all the answers. Let's talk it out and figure it out. And I hope that's the same thing that goes on in the classroom, that, hey, we're going to build you up and we're going to try to get you to the right place. But you have to ask questions sometimes. And it's okay to say you don't know. Be in the learning pit.
Yeah. Just a couple more minutes left with Aaron Money, our longtime director of fine arts here in Liberty Public Schools. We have to make mention of a pretty special honor that we kind of joke about it every year. It just continues to grow and grow by the year. And that would be us receiving this Best Community for Music Education distinction. Is that now in year 11 or 12 at last year?
I want to say it's 11.
11, yeah.
It's 11 right now.
Could you talk about, you know,
yeah.
when this started, now in its 11th year, that really began close to just after the time
right.
you came here.
So really part of that is you fill out this information and they ask you, they invite you to fill it out. And they want to know what your curriculum looks like, what your support system is for the arts, and how your community and your teachers are involved. And so really putting that information out, they then just compare it and you either make the cut or not. It's one of those things that has been kind of pretty awesome to see that every year after year, we keep making the cut. Because there's not every school district that applies for it or puts in for it or is invited actually gets that distinction. So there's 384 school districts across the country that have received that. We are one of them. And in Missouri, there's only two. So
yeah.
We are one of the two. And on top of that, we also just last year got the Educational Theater Award for Premier School District for Theater Programs. And so that
awesome.
Is a rigorous process as well of like data and showing what we do in the involvement of our students in theater as well as the community.
you shared earlier how, and we're obviously sending groups out to state and national conferences. We're all over the place, and the bands at different contests and what have you. There's so much pride, and I think what I've picked up on is when I'll go to a conference with school PR or communications, there will be people approach me and say, "You're from Liberty. Your fine arts department is amazing." And that says so much about what we do here. And I know there's some schools and districts maybe known for a state championship football teams or a basketball team. And that is like the top thing that I'm at least approached on at when I go outside of our area. And that's just phenomenal. And I hear that from whether it be board members, whether it be teachers going to different conferences. That has to just cause you to have so much pride in what you all are doing.
It does. And also a little stress.
I bet.
But, you know, I think that is, I always have looked at it as how can we make the biggest impact for students, and then everything else falls into place, right?
Yeah.
And so our focus is the learning and giving those kids opportunities. And let's tell our story through our opportunities that we do. So that does make me feel really good, but I don't own all of that. We have a team of people that are just phenomenal educators in Liberty Schools.
And really, I think it goes without saying, so much thanks to our Board of Education.
100%.
And the support of our community.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. The Board of Education and the community is so supportive in allowing us to do what we do and what students want to do, and trying to make sure that we are thinking forward, but also keeping that excellence that's going on.
You are the man. Hey, I appreciate
you. You are.
We almost ran this to the 30-minute mark, believe it or not.
Wow,
where
look
does
at
time
that.
Go?
I don't know. 14 years later, we've been working together.
Yeah, that's right. Are we going to do another 14?
Yeah, we got another 14.
14 left.
Yeah,
minutes.
14, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Well, again, hey, we appreciate all you do and the Department of Fine Arts here in Liberty Public Schools. And again, I know it's going to be a busy coming weeks here with just all the happenings, but you guys make us proud, and appreciate you coming by and visiting
well,
with us a few minutes.
Thank you for letting me have the time to talk to you.
That's Aaron Money, Director of Fine Arts in Liberty Public Schools. And again, reminder, we will be back next week with another show getting you in the loop here with Liberty Public Schools. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again next time.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.